There are only two types of people in the world, those who've been born once and those who've been born twice. The twice-born, they're real. The once-born, they're not. It may strike you as quaint or even bizarre to talk about being twice-born. It sounded curious to a man named Nicodemus, as he heard Jesus insist that if you want to be real, you must be twice-born. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:3. Nicodemus was baffled by what Jesus said, but not because Nicodemus was unschooled or irreligious. He was a very learned, pious, and devout Jew. No, it was only because Nicodemus had never heard anything like this before. How can a man be born when he is old? Nicodemus asked. Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? John 3:4. Rather than answer his question, Jesus restated a most shocking truth for Nicodemus, one that should be equally shocking for us as well. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. John 3:5. We are born once by water. That's our natural birth, and everyone shares in that. But we must also be born by the Spirit, a supernatural birth. Divine resident. New birth marks the beginning of a real Christian life because that is when God's Spirit comes to dwell within you. During his earthly ministry, Jesus encouraged his disciples with the promise that the Father was going to send them another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. John 14:16-17. The world, Jesus says, remains oblivious of this, dead to the presence of the Spirit, but not so for those who are real. As Jesus points out, you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. John 14:17. When you're born again, something remarkable happens. The Holy Spirit takes up residence within you. In fact, he takes possession of you and assumes the title deed to your soul. He moves into your heart and begins making himself at home in your life. On the other hand, if you're not born again, the Spirit doesn't live within you. He may visit you from time to time, occasionally rent a room from you, park his car outside your house, send you text messages, or an occasional Christmas card. But there's a wide difference.